I got this idea of the message from my son Matthew, who some of you know. He was asked to give a talk, not a sermon, to his son's school where he was going to be in his senior year.
这个讲到的想法来自我的儿子马修，有些人在座的有些人可能认识他，他被邀请去他的儿子即将上的高三年级做一个演讲，不是不到。
Now Matt didn't tell me what he was going to say or on this title of the talk, Expectations. It made me think, what an important subject, expectations. This is not just true for upcoming high school seniors, but for all of us, all ages.
马修并没有告诉我他具体演讲的是什么，但仅仅是从他演讲的题目希望让我意识到这是一个多么重要的话题，这不仅仅适用于即将上高中的学生，也适用于我们所有的人。
Now, after telling you that I want to narrow this to a biblical perspective, I have to say, in my opinion, everything is a biblical perspective. I heard someone say on a Christian program with regards to America, that we're quickly losing a biblical worldview.
告诉大家，我想将这个主题缩小到圣经的视角之后，我必须说，在我看来，一切事物都应该有圣经的视角。我听到有人在一个基督教节目中提到关于美国的问题时候说，我们正在迅速失去圣经的世界观。
Now, personally, I think America has lost that worldview long ago, if in fact we ever did have it.I've heard some people talking and saying, when you mention biblical worldview, what in the world are you talking about?
我个人认为美国早已经失去了这种世界观。如果我们曾经拥有的话，我还听过有人问，当你提到圣经的世界观的时候，你到底在讲什么？
So, I want to use this biblical worldview idea as an overlay to our thoughts and expectations.Put that in a proper format. Let's consider what is expected as a question and a statement.
所以我想用这个圣经的世界观的概念作为期望思考的基础，特别的我们把期望什么作为一个问题和陈述来思考。
I think you would all agree that our lives are full of expectations. Every single relationship, every single conversation, we have expectations of others.They have expectations of us.
我们的生活中充满了各样的期望，这体现在人与人之间的相处和言语当中。我们对别人有期望，别人对我们也有期望。
Now, before I get into that, let me mention a thought of unrealistic expectations. There are several parts of life where this thought can come up. When counseling a young couple wanting to marry, it's wise to introduce this thought.Is a big caution.
在深入探讨之前，让我提到不现实的期望。生活中许多方面都会出现这种想法。当给想结婚的情侣提供婚姻辅导时，我想这是一个很有必要提醒这一点。
They both need to understand this person that they're about to marry is not perfect. There will be. You can ask my wife about that too. There will be times after they're married that they have to forgive one another.
他们都需要明白，他们即将结婚的对象并不是完美的，婚姻中总会有需要原谅对方的时候。
Now one might also think, well, this other person is going to complete me, so they will never mistreat their spouse. No, this is an unrealistic expectation. They will also have to be forgiven of their wrong.
有人可能认为对方会让自己变得完美，所以自己永远不会虐待配偶，那是不现实的期望。他们有时也需要因自己的过错而得到原谅。
Now, in everyday life, in business or career world, it's good to know when you take a job, what is expected of you for that job. Not only should you not have unrealistic expectations of your employer.But they should not have unrealistic expectations of you.
在职场中，知道工作任务和期望是很重要的。你不应该对雇主或者单位抱有不现实的期望。同样，雇主或者单位也不应对你抱有不现实的期望。
So I may have to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't work 25 hours a day for you. And the employer must say, but I expect you to give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. There needs to be this realistic and understood expectation that's for the employee-employer relationship.
你可能会对雇主说，不好意思，我不能为你工每天工作25个小时。同样的，雇主可能也期望你工作一天的时间能对得起你一天的报酬。在员工和雇主之间必须有现实且明确的期望。
So now let's turn to the ideas of what are the unrealistic expectations of the creator-creation relationship or the God-mankind relationship, if you like. Even in this case, there can be realistic and unrealistic expectations.
现在让我们转向造物主与被造物之间的期望，也就是说是上帝与人类之间的期望。即便在这种关系中也会有现实和不现实的期望。
Now let me get something straight first off. With God himself, there is no unrealistic expectations or matters because he defines reality. I know that's a controversial subject today with many, but there is another way of looking at this. I want to define realistic today based on God's revealed word.
在开始之前先让我澄清一点，对于上帝来讲没有什么是不现实的，因为他定义了现实。我知道这在今天是一个有争议的话题，但真理当辩论。今天我想根据上帝所启示的世界来定义什么是现实。
So I have three points. Let's start with number one. What do I expect when I become a Christian?
让我们先从第一个问题开始。当我成为基督徒时，我期望什么？
Number two, then, we go to what does God expect when I become a Christian?
第二个问题，当我成为基督徒时，上帝对我的期望是什么？
And finally, though similar, number three, what can I realistically expect when I become a Christian?
第三个问题，当我成为基督徒时，我可以现实的期望什么？
Of course, for many, if not most of you, when I become is going to be when I became. And that's going to be a very distant past. Still, I think it's very reasonable thought to remember or revisit in this way. So let's pray together and then we'll get into God's Word.
但对于很多人来讲，我成为基督徒可能是很久以前的事呢，但回忆或重新思考这个问题依然是很有意义的。让我们一起祷告，然后进入上帝的话语。
Let's pray. Father, we come to you today expecting to hear from you. Not for the person that's speaking here, but from your word, from your heart. Pray that you do speak to us individually and that I would not get in the way of that, but ears would be open to hear your voice as we go through your word. And we thank you that we can be together for that. We can be called together and we can receive that together, as we come to you to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, so let's start with one. What do I expect when I become a Christian? Now, I'm not going to start with our main text today. I'm still going to start with Jeremiah 29:11.
那我们先从第一个问题开始。当我成为基督徒时，我期望什么？我不会从我们的主要经文开始，而是从耶利米书29:11开始。
Again, coming from the Lord, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope.
耶利米书29:11，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Now the reason I want to start there is with this verse is because this is where it starts with new salvation in my mind and my heart. I'm starting here also because I had a rather lengthy discussion with some other pastors about this verse a couple of weeks ago.
我之所以从这几节经文开始，是因为在我心中，新的救恩必须从这里开始， 我也从这里开始，因为几周前我和其他几位牧师就这节经文进行了相当长的讨论。
It was presented as a verse, according to some, that shouldn't be taken personally. A Christian author was proposing this verse should only be applied to ancient Israel coming out of captivity in Babylon and being restored to their land.
有些人认为这节经文不应被个人化理解。一位基督教作家主张，这节经文只应适用于古代的以色列人从巴比伦的掳掠中归来，恢复他们的土地。
Now, as we talked about this jointly, we rather quickly agreed that it was not that the verse couldn't apply to today's Christians, but how has it been misused by some Christians?
在我们共同讨论之后，我们很快达成一致。这节经文并非不能应用于今天的基督徒，而是它在现今的很多教育中被误用。
Certainly, we can say, that God has a plan for all His people, not only of Israel, but we can't say He doesn't have a plan for us today, His people.
我们当然可以说，上帝确实为以色列子民制定了计划，但我们也不能说他今天对所有的犹太人和外邦人没有计划。
And certainly, when we're speaking about His people throughout the world, all the centuries, we have to say His plan is for our good. Here's where some confusion, though, can creep in.
再次谈到他在世界各地历代子民的事情时，我们必须说，他的计划是为了我们的益处，而在这里有时会产生一些混淆。
So several Bible translations translate this verse a little differently. Some say the plan is to prosper or for prosperity. Another translation says for welfare, and of course here in the New Living Translation it says plans for good.
几种圣经的译本对这节经文的翻译略有不同，有些说计划是要赐福或兴旺，另一些版本说是为了福祉。在新普及译本，也就是 NLT 译本中，它翻译成为平安。
So, some teachers use that ideal of God's plan for prosperity, but then they attempt to define prosperity as financial wealth, perfect health, these type of things, which is an unrealistic expectation according to God's Word.
有些人把上帝的计划简单理解为赐福，但试图将福，并且将福简单定义为财富和健康。然而根据上帝的话，这些都是不现实的期望。
Some teachers say that if you pray for something specifically, God is obligated to give it to you. They misuse the verse John 15:16 as if they were magic words in Jesus' name.
有些人教导说，如果你为某件事特别的祈祷，上帝就有义务赐给你。他们误用了约翰福音15:16这节经文，把无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们当作魔法来使用。
John 15:16 said, You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name.
约翰福音十五章十六节说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Now praying in Jesus' name means praying in a way that honors Jesus' reputation and purposes and complies with His character. Christians are only truly praying in Jesus' name when their prayers are offered total submission to the sovereign will of God.
奉耶稣的名祷告意味着以遵从耶稣声誉和旨意的方式祷告，并符合耶稣的品格。只有当基督徒的祷告完全顺服于神的主权时，他们才是真正的在奉耶稣的名祷告。
So yes, we have to be careful how we claim God's promises for us as His people. And yes, we have to compare them with the rest of God's Word, which often defines them quite differently than our worldly ideas.
是的，我们必须谨慎地对待上帝给他指明的应许，我们也必须将这些应许与圣经的其他经文对照，因为他们通常与我们世俗的思维有不同的定义。
So what do we expect from God? Do we expect to be rich and good looking? I got left out on that one. Do we expect to have a great family, a good job, good health, no problems? Others may say, when I became a Christian, I didn't get any of that.
那么我们对上帝的期望是什么？我们期望变得富有和好看吗？哦，那在这一点上我可能落选。我们期待有一个美好的家庭，一份好的工作，健康的身体，然后生活中不出现任何问题。有人可能说，当我成为基督徒时，我并没有得到这些。
Instead, we're back to a verse in Romans. God causes all things to work together for good for those who are called to His purpose. That means that we can define good, prosperity, welfare. We can let Him define that. Let God define that.
相反，我们回到罗马书的经文，上帝使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。我们让上帝来定义什么是平安、繁荣和福祉。
For some rich people, their blessing is to use that for others. For some, it would be to lose all their wealth so they could grow closer to God.
对一些有钱的人来说，他们的祝福是将财富来分给别人。但对另一些人来说，他们可能要失去所有的财富，以便来亲近神。
I need to face reality here. Some of the most spiritual people in history were killed or hurt because of their faith. Most of us recognize with the faith of Abraham, Moses, David, Paul, Peter, it's documented that they had troubles all the way.
我们必须来面对现实，历史上一些最有信仰的人反而因为他们的信仰而被杀害或者被伤害。从大多数信心之父，比如亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、保罗、彼得身上都有显明，苦难可以降临到我们每一个人身上。
Now, we may say we don't expect God to give us all the good things in life, keep us protected from the bad, but when difficulties come, we get mad at God. We abandon the church, maybe, and leave Him out of our lives. We look for something that fits our ambition better.
我们可能会说我们不期望上帝赐予我们生活中所有的美好事物，让我们免受伤害，但当困难来临时，我们会生上帝的气啊，并离开教会，把神排除在我们生活之外。我们寻找那些更符合我们野心的东西。
This could be like a young lady I heard a story about. A young man proposed to this girl as they sit looking over the beautiful lake. Darling, I want you to know that I love you more than anything else in the world. I want you to marry me.
这可能就像我听说过的一个年轻女孩的故事。一个年轻人向这个女孩求婚，当时他们正坐在美丽的湖边。这个年轻人说，亲爱的，我想让你知道我爱你胜过世界上任何的东西。我想你嫁给我。
He went on to say, I'm not wealthy, I'm not rich, I don't have a luxurious boat and car like Johnny Green, but I do love you with all my heart. She thought for a minute and then replied, I love you with all my heart, but tell me more about Johnny Green.
他接着说，我不富有，我也不富裕，我没有像约翰尼格林，这个人大家就理解成是一个亿万富翁，就像马云一样，那样拥有豪华的船或者车，但我真心爱你。这个女孩思考一分钟，然后回答说：“我也真心爱你，但你能再说一点关于马云的事吗？”
So what I'm saying to you is just a caution, even for myself. Another area of caution with our expectations, or maybe I should say, our lack of, is how much God has to change us.I can look at someone else who became a Christian and say, boy, God's got His work cut out there.
另一个需要谨慎对的方面是我们的期望，或者说我应该说是缺乏期望，那就是上帝要在我们身上做太多的工作。我可以看着另一个刚成为基督徒人说，上帝在他身上有很多工作要做的。
But then I turn around and say, but for me, I don't think He has that much work to do. Actually,If the other person was very repentant, for his life before being a Christian, I think I've got the one that's most of the way to go. I'm the one with a lot of work to deal with my pride.
但对我来说，上帝真的没什么要在我身上做工的。实际上，如果那个人在成为基督徒之前对自己的生活非常悔改，而我认为我已经做得差不多了，我自己有很多要解决的问题，而这恰恰体现在我的骄傲上。
So the other side of this coin of unrealistic expectation is when I become a Christian having no expectations. Because of some servants of God being very gifted, some new Christians or even older ones may think, I can never do something significant for the Lord.
当我成为基督徒时，另一面不现实的期望就是没有期望，因为有些神的仆人非常有天赋，一些新的基督徒甚至是年长的基督徒可能会认为我永远无法为主做任何重要的事。
I could be discouraged because I could never be as good a preacher as Pastor Gary. God doesn't call me to be an eloquent speaker, but to handle His word carefully.
我可能也会感到沮丧，因为我永远不可能做得像赵牧师那样好。上帝并没有招呼我成为一个能言善辩的讲道者，而是让我仔细阅读他的话语。
I could also say I could never sing to the Lord like Lewis and Florence, how talented they are. No, I realistically expect God is going to hear my voice in spite of how it might sound to others as beautiful to Him.
我也可能认为我不应该带领诗歌，因为我没有像路易斯和弗洛伦斯那样有优美的歌声。不，现实的说，我希望上帝会听到我的声音，尽管在别人听来那些声音并不悦耳，但在上帝看来那都是美丽的声音。
I'm not going to go say much more about realistic expectations. I go over a few of God's realistic expectations of His people. So let's go to number two. What does God expect when I become a Christian?
我不会再多谈那些现实的期望，直到我讲完上帝对他指明的一些现实的期望。让我们进入第二个问题：当我成为基督徒时，上帝对我的期望是什么？
So I can go to the verse, part of the verse that's on your bulletin, back to the Old Testament. Three key things God expects from us in Micah 6:6 through 8.
我可以回到旧约，看看上帝对我们有三个关键的期望，请翻看弥迦书6:6-8的内容。
What can we bring to the Lord? Should we bring Him burnt offerings? Should we bow before God Most High with offerings of yearling calves? Should we offer Him thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Should we sacrifice our firstborn to pay for our sins? No. O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what He requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
弥迦书6:6-8说，我朝见耶和华，在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭么？耶和华喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的牛和么？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子么？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的么？是人哪，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So, what can I bring to the Lord? We might think it's mainly to come to church meetings, read our Bibles, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but let's put first things first.
那我们可以带什么给主呢？我们可能认为主要是去教会来聚会或者读圣经，我们一会儿再谈这个，但我们先把最重要的事情讲。
Here through Micah, the Lord tells us what should come first. Now, I have to say this. First, there's two different translations. The New Living says to do what's right, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God. The NIV, ESV, I know some of you may use, says act justly instead of do what is right. We have to be careful, though, to clarify to what is right in God's eyes, not our own.
在弥迦书中，主告诉我们应该，什么应该摆在首位。从两个不同的翻译版中，一个是新普及译本，翻译的是行正确的事，好怜悯，谦卑， 谦虚谨慎与你的神同行。
So,
另外一个还有其他的像英文标准版 以及NIV版本则用的是行公义 而不是行正确的事。进一步澄清这一点是我们要行在上帝眼中看为义的事，而不是按照我们自己的标准去行。
So to do what is right, to love mercy, to walk humbly, these three things God expects of us reflect the heart of love. Really, what is the number one thing God wants us to do?
这三项期待反映的一颗充满爱的心，上帝想让我们行的最重要的事是什么呢? 就是爱神，只有这样我们才能理解爱您如己的真正含义。
To love him is the most important thing that God asks of us. Then and only then we can understand what it means to love our neighbors as ourselves.
Oh, 刚才我已经翻译了。
You got ahead of me there, didn't
you?
Yeah. Okay, that's all right. We all get it. Now, as I said earlier, of course, God's expectations are totally realistic because he created and defines what reality is. He also knows what realistic based on what he has done and promises to do for you and I and for our future. Remember the Jeremiah verse. He promises to give us a future and it is good.
正如我之前所说的，但上帝的期望完全是现实的，因为他创造并定义了现实，他也知道基于他已经为我们做的和未来他的应许什么是现实的。 那么记住耶利米书中的经文，他应许赐给我们一个美好的未来。
So now let's turn to our key scripture for today, Ephesians 4, 17 through 24, to unpack some of God's expectations spoken through Paul to the Ephesians. Let's let God's word inform us of God's expectation for his people.
现在让我们转向今天我们今天的关键经文，也就是以弗所书4章17到24节的，来解读保罗对以弗所人讲述的一些上帝的期望，让我们通过上帝的话语来了解上帝对我们作为他子民的期望。
Paul speaking to the Ephesians says, with the authority God's, the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure, eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you have learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off all old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy.
好吧，让我们一起再把这几节经文读一遍，好吗？ 好，我们开始17节。 所以我说，且在主里确实地说， 你们行事不要像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然伤尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，引了他的教，学了他的真理， 就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上信任，这信任是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。Amen.
So one of God's first expectations is for us to be different now that we've been forgiven of all our sins and given new life through Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection on the third day.
所以上帝对我们的第一个期望就是，既然他已经赦免了我们所有的罪，并通过耶稣在十字架上的死和第三天的复活，赐给了我们新的生命， 那我们应当与众不同。
God expects us to live differently than our old lives. In other words, since we are different as a Christian, live that way. I like the song that you all picked out too that was on that.
上帝期望我们
from the verses, yeah.
过与过去不同的生活。换句话说，既然我们作为基督徒是与其他人不同的，就应该这样生活。
We've been given renewed minds, new hearts, so don't allow yourselves to be confused by the world as is what is right. That's what you receive from Jesus when you put your trust in Him.
我们已经得到更新的心意和新的心，所以不要让自己被这个世界对什么是正确的事产生迷惑。这样更新的心意是你信靠耶稣时从他那里得到的。
So often, not to do something means we have to do something else instead. Here we're encouraged to throw off old sin nature and former way of life, to understand and know more about our old nature and the new nature of God that has given us. We need to be in the Word. We need to be reading the Bible then.
因此不做某些事意味着我们必须做其他事来代替。在这里我们被鼓励脱去旧有的罪性和过去的生活方式，要了解并更多的认识我们的旧的本性以及上帝赋予我们的新的本性。我们需要经常在他的话语中，也就是在圣经。
God expects us to read and study the Bible. If we look at Psalms 119:105,
上帝期待我们读经并且研读圣经。在诗篇的119:105中有提到。
David says, Your word is a lamp to guide my feet, a light for my path.
Sorry, is that...
Psalm 119:105?
Oh, okay. 对啊，这节经文就是说，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Okay, well, we'll go back to it. How can we expect to have our feet and our path guided if we don't allow God to shine the light of His revealed world to us? We can't just say, well, I'm a Christian, but I have no idea how to walk a path God has purposed for my life. He expects us to look to Him for the guidance.
如果我们不让上帝的光照进入我们的生活，我们怎么能期望他指引我们的脚步和道路呢？我们不能只说，我是基督徒，但我不知道如何走上帝为我生命预定的道路。他期望的是我们仰望他的引导。
The other thing God expects as we become a Christian is for us to walk in the Holy Spirit. He has given us something never before given as a permanent gift before Jesus' ascension back to heaven. And that is the Holy Spirit to indwell us permanently.
上帝的另一个期望就是我们行在圣灵当中，他赐给了我们在耶稣升天以前从未有过的永久的礼物，那就是圣灵永远居住在我们里面。
So when given such a precious gift from God, He expects us to live in Him and walk in Him. The Him is a capital H. That's what God expects every day, as Ephesians 5:18 says.
因此，当上帝赐给我们如此宝贵的礼物时，他期望我们在他里面生活，并按他行事。他在这里是指大写的他，正如以弗所书5:18所说的，这也是上帝每天对我们的期望。
So Ephesians 5:18 says, "Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life." That's not the main part of this, though. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, what that means is keep being filled, submitting every day.
以弗所书5:18说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So that doesn't mean, 50 years ago I got filled. God expects that every day because we need it. Every day, we must be filled with submission to the Holy Spirit to power us.
这并不意味着说，我50年前就这样做了，所以我很好。不，上帝每天期望我们每天都这样，因为你每天都需要这样做。 我们必须充满对圣灵在我们里面能力的顺服。
Now this one expectation covers a lot of territory. Because when I'm walking in the Spirit, I won't be returning to my old ways or my former life.
上帝的这一期望涵盖了很多方面，因为当我在圣灵里行走时，我就不会回到以前的旧生活方式中去。
So my list of expectations of God for our life covers a lot of day-to-day actions or attitudes. I don't have time to mention them all. Like the prayer in our life from 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, we need to be praying without ceasing.
因此我对上帝对你生活中的期望清单涵盖了很多日常的行为或态度，但我没有时间一一提到。比如我们在生活中的祷告，像帖撒罗尼迦前书5:17说的，我们需要不住的祷告。
No, that doesn't mean I'm bowing my head and closing my eyes when I'm driving down the road. It just means realizing God is with you and you can commune with Him all the times of the day. Now, I used to commute for 2 years back and forth to Salt Lake every day, and that time was some of my best communing time with the Lord.
这并不意味着开车时要低头闭上眼睛，它只是意味着意识到上帝与你同在，你可以随时的与他交通。我以前基本上每天都来往于盐湖城南部的地方，持续了2年时间。那段路上的驾车时间是我与神交流的最好的时光之一。
What's another expectation that God has for us? And that is exactly what we're doing here today. Hebrews 10:25.
上帝对我们的另一个期望正是我们今天在做的事情，就像希伯来书10:25中提到的那样。
Hebrews 10:25. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near.
希伯来书10:25说，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此勉励，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
More than ever in my lifetime, the world is telling me, I don't need this. And God is saying, no, I expect this in your life because you do need it. We need to be encouraging each other as the day of the Lord's return is certainly closer today than it was yesterday.
在我的一生当中，世界比任何时候都在告诉我，我不需要这个，但上帝却在说，不，我希望你在生活中有这个，因为你非常需要它。我们需要彼此鼓励，因为主再来的日子比昨天更近了。
Another thing that God expects,As we're meeting others outside the church, on the job, the street, our neighbors, God expects us to speak of His amazing love and grace of the gospel to them, as we see in Colossians 4:5-6.
另外，当我们在教会外面与他人见面时，无论是在工作当中，马路上，还是对我们的邻舍，上帝都期望我们向他们传讲他奇妙的爱与福音的恩典。正如哥罗西书4:5-6
Colossians 4:5-6 Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone.
哥罗西书4:5-6说，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Now, for a long time, I misunderstood those verses. The ESV translation says your speech should be gracious, but seasoned with salt. I thought maybe the salt was to rub things in, like shaking my finger at people to tell them, no, we want the gospel to be the most beautiful, attractive thing in the world.That's ever been known.
长一段时间我对这些经文有些误解。英文标准版的译本说， 你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和。我以为这盐是用来稍微加重语气，就好像对别人指指点点，其实不是。我希望福音成为世界上最美丽、最吸引人的事物。
One last thought before I leave God's expectations for us as Christians. It's really the big one. In the middle of the night last night, I realized I'd left this out of the message. So I sent an addendum to that. Because what verse 4:24 says is we're to become like the human Jesus we're created to be. So let me just go over 4:24 again. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy.
我在离开上帝对我们作为基督徒的期望之前，最后有一个思考就是非常重要的，那就是成为像人类耶稣一样的人，这是我们被召的目的。在以弗所书4:24中，我们可以看到这一点。24说，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Now I list this among the realistic expectations and also unrealistic expectations by some. Some have put it in an unrealistic category that we will be like gods with a big G. There's several verses that clearly speak against that. It says we're created in God's image, that God wants what is intended for us. We can see that, for instance, in 1 John 3:2.
我将这列为上帝对我们现实的期望，也列为我们自己对神的现实期望。不幸的是，有些人将它归入了不现实的类别，认为我们会成为大写的神。但圣经中的有几节经文明确地告诉我们，上帝一直打算让我们成为他创造的形象。我们可以在约翰一书3:2中看到这一点。亲爱的
1 John 3:2, Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. We do not know, but we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is.
在约翰一书3:2中，我们说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
So do you believe this? Do you know man and woman will be like Jesus when you see him? When he's done with you, you will be just like Jesus.
你们相信吗？就是你们会确实，因为你们现在是神的儿女，而且在你们会变得像耶稣那样。
I'll touch on this again in a minute, but my final thoughts of expectations. Let's go to number 3. What can I realistically expect when I become a Christian?
今天关于期望的最后一点思考是：当我成为基督徒时，我可以现实的期望什么？这可能是一个永无止境的清单，正如哥林多后书1:20所说。
This could be a never-ending list, as we see in 2 Corinthians 1:20, where it says, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ, with a resounding yes." And through Christ our Amen, which means yes, ascends to God for His glory.
哥林多后书1:20说，神的应许无论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
But let's go through a few of these to stimulate our thinking to other promises from God. These just happen to be a few of my favorites, but you can fill in with your own favorite promises from God, from His Word as well.
让我们通过其中的几个来激发我们对上帝其他应许的思考。这些只是我个人最喜欢的几个，但你们也可以从他的话语中找到最喜欢的应许。
When our hearts are aligned with His, our expectations can and must be great. Psalm 37:4 that says, Take delight in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart.
当我们的心与他的心一致时，我们的期望可以，而且必须是伟大的。正如诗篇37:4说，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
When we lift up our prayers to God in confession, we can expect Him to hear our cry, such as 1 John 1:9.
当我们在祷告中向上帝认罪时，我们可以期望他会听到我们的呼求，正如约翰一书1:9说。
He's pretty quick. 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness.
约翰一书1:9说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This next one, we can and should expect God is not through with us in our lives yet. This kind of goes back to my other talking about becoming like Jesus. This is an important word. I'm involved in starting a new ministry in another church of the seniors ministries. Us old guys.
我们可以并且应该期望上帝还没有结束我们的生命，这是一个重要的信息，因为我正在参与发起一项专为老年人开展的事工。
So Philippians 1:6 says, And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns.
腓立比书1:6说，我深信那在你们心里动的善工的，必成全这工，直到耶稣基督的日子。
We should look forward to that when He comes to us or we go to Him.It's going to be complete.
对，我们应该对此充满了盼望。
Okay. Well, I could go on and on with realistic expectations we can have from God in our lives. Let me conclude with this beautiful passage from Psalm 62:5-8.
我可以继续讲我们从上帝在生活当中可以有的现实的期望。让我以62:5-8的一段优美的经文作为结束。
Psalm 62:5-8. Let all that I am wait quietly before the Lord. My hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. O my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge.
诗篇62:5-8说，我的心哪，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。我的拯救，我的荣耀都在乎神，我力量的磐石，我的避难所都在乎神。你们众民当时时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
So I hope we can agree, expectations from God's promises are wonderful things in our lives. When the church is expecting, living with a sense of expectancy, we'll long for the Lord's presence, love God's people, look for the Lord's plan in our life.
我希望我们都能同意这一点。上帝应许的期望在我们生活中是美好的。当教会在期望中生活并怀着期待感生活时，我们就会渴望主的同在，爱主的子民，并寻求主的计划。
Question: Do you expect to hear something from God when you come to church here? I hope so. I know that's the way Pastor Gary prepares his sermons.
当你来到 这里，来到这个教会的时候，你是否期望从上帝那里听到什么？我希望是这样，我知道赵牧师就是这样准备他的讲道的。
No matter how long or short of time we've been a Christian, we're reminded God has a plan for us individually, as His church, and for His work, which is both tied together individually and the church.
无论我们成为基督徒的时间长或者短，我们都会被提醒，上帝为我们每个人，为他的教会以及为他的事工制定的计划，这些是紧密相连的。
So let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, your word is never meant to discourage us. Your word is meant to encourage us. For all your promises are good. All your promises are yes through Jesus. So we thank you for those promises. Help us to remember them. Help us to live them out in our lives. To really look at what we have when we become in Christ. We have so, so many blessings. It's limitless. So we thank you for each person that's here. We pray for those that have trusted you with their life, that they will just daily realize those blessings. And if there's anyone here that hasn't yet trusted you, that they will do that and then begin to see what you have planned for them, which is good. And we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.